time now for us to return to the hotline as we bring in the very first guest of today's show. We've been talking about Lorain County baseball and softball and all the success that the teams in the coverage area have had throughout the course of the season, especially in tournament play. Five baseball and softball teams either playing in regional semis or in the state semis later on this week. We bring in Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram. Tim, how are you, my friend?
Great, Bull. How are you doing today?
So far, so good. And we've got to have some fun at your expense here for a moment because you were down at Clyde, and, of course, you kind of got trapped to the dugout, although there are worse places of getting trapped and worse folks to get trapped with during a rainstorm with, of course, our boss, Tim Alcorn, all of the Elyria softball players, and, of course, the Hall of Famer, Joe Tate. What was that experience like on Saturday, having to really kind of scuffle into that dugout and jam in there and pack in tight like sardines?
Well, you know, Bo, you're an old hand at this. You know that the most important thing to keep dry is your scorecard. So I
yes.
had that under my arm inside that dugout, and dug on that David Richards. He looks for the best photo op, so he found it. There's Joe Tate sitting on the bench, and all the girls around him, and then there's of course Alcorn and me kind of standing there too, trying to stay dry. And it was just one of those moments when you just do whatever you can do to keep your score sheet dry. Mainly, I didn't care about myself so much, and just needed to keep that score sheet dry and be able to read it, as I'm sure Tim had the same mode of operation right there.
I think he was more concerned about the radio equipment and trying to keep that dry than his scorecard.
That is true. That is true. He had a little bit more going on than I did. All I had to do was get my butt in that dugout with my score sheet.
Well, it was all part of a very exciting weekend, no question about that. We're going to come back around to softball here in just a moment, but I want to begin with Lorain County Mr. Baseball this year, Leighton Banjoff of Elyria Catholic, a sensational career for him, both on the field and off. You know, Tim, in your years of covering Banjoff, what is it that you think makes him so special?
Well, you know, he's one of those kids that comes along probably in a coaching career once in a career, you know, for Elyria Catholic, and he just is an amazing young man. He not only is a good player, obviously, but he studies the game. He's always looking for ways to improve himself. You know, he was an outfielder to start with, and now he's moved into shortstop. He's going on, as you know, to Nebraska to play in the Big Ten next year. You know, Nebraska was just eliminated by Ohio State in the finals of the Big Ten tournament. So that kind of tells you where that program is heading right now. And with Banjoff going there, that's a pretty good plus for the area to see a young man from this county get that opportunity. He's a great young man. He just won the Lou Rotundo Award at Elyria Catholic. That's one of the oldest running awards. They award that to the outstanding athlete at the school. And I had the opportunity to talk to him the other day. Just a great young man, not only as a baseball player, but, you know, just as a citizen and a human being. His parents are both very supportive of him, and Leighton's a great kid. You got to wish the best for that kid.
Well, and we'll stick with Banjoff and the Elyria Catholic Panthers because they, of course, won in the middle of last week to punch their ticket, winning their district. Now they're going on to regionals. They play in the regional semifinal at Bowling Green's Carter Park at 5 o'clock this coming Thursday. And it becomes an all-Lorain County matchup as they take on the Vermilion Sailors. But we'll get to the Sailors here in just a moment. You know, your thoughts on Elyria Catholic as a whole beyond Banjoff? I mean, they bumped up to Division II this year, making it all the way to regionals. Really just an incredible season thus far for Coach Lisicki and company.
Well, you know, they started off the season winning just one game out of their first seven. So they were 1-6 to start with. Now they're 17-12. They're on a nice roll right now. I think you had them a few games ago, maybe the first game of their tournament, Bowl, when they first dipped their toes into the tournament season. And, you know, they've just been on a rampage since then. They've been getting good pitching, good clutch hitting. Their base running has been very good. You mentioned Leighton Banjoff at the top of the order. There's a guy that just kind of sets the table for everybody, hits the ball hard, and his on-base percentage has got to be out of this world. Then he's got people, you know, that down that order that have been contributing. You've got Rabbit, and then you got Brendan Holley, the first baseman. Those two have been hitting the ball really hard and doing a great job. And you got Grant McClure, a four-year catcher. He's like in that 4 and 5 hole. Knows the game, knows how to deliver hits, and can hit the opposite field if he needs to. It's just a nice lineup from 1 to 10. And then, obviously, they're all-Ohio pitcher Jack Laird. I'm sure he'll be seeing action against Vermaelen later this week on Thursday. He's been just outstanding. He's an all-Ohio pitcher from a year ago. Great kid, great live arm, and I think you know, this is a dangerous team Vermaelen is going to be facing on Thursday.
No question about that, and I want to get to the Sailors here because this is a team that really has performed, or at least they performed during the district tournament, as a team of destiny. I mean, you know, they fell behind in both of their games in the district tournament. They had to rally from some sizable deficits. I mean, the win over Bellevue, I think, was a lot of fun for us to follow, behind 6-1. They come all the way back to win. And then you were there in Sandusky. You detailed this in your article on Friday night, Saturday morning. You know, they were behind. They came from behind. They were down 3-1. They win 7-4 over Shelby. It was hard for me to believe it. This is the first Sweet 16 for them in almost 30 years.
Yeah, you know, that was the I couldn't believe that either. Kurt Habermel, one of their assistant coaches, of course, he's the head basketball coach as well. He was a senior in high school the last time they won a district championship and got to the Sweet 16. I thought that was just amazing to hear that because, you know, they've had a real solid, good program for years, and you thought, you know, you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that whatever, they would have gotten there. But, no, that was the first time in since Kurt Habermel was a senior in high school, some 28 years. So it's a big deal for them. They're playing very well at the right time also. You know, Ridge Clark, you know, that game, that Bellevue game, Ridge Clark is their starting pitcher. He's 9-1 on the year. He set the school record for wins, and he gets banged around a little bit in that game. And a lot of times you think to yourself, well, a team, you know, that has their number one starting pitcher, he gets banged around, they're going to get beat. That's the end of the line. But no, they dug in, rallied, came from behind. Mason Montgomery finished up that game. I think he had a big hit also. Sam Heron, I believe, had a big hit in that game, and they found a way to get past Bellevue. Then against Shelby the other day, they were down again early, but Jacob Crusher found himself on the mound through 4 or 5 innings of shutout ball after that first inning or after that second inning rally, and they won that game actually rather easily. You know, getting several runs there. Across, and again, that Sam Heron with a big 3 RBI double was the big blow for them. You know, they're a senior-oriented team. They've got like 10 or 11 seniors on that squad. And Elyria Catholic, by the way, they have a lot of seniors on their team too. So they're both experienced baseball teams, and both have good defensive people, good bats on the offensive lineup. That game should be a fun game for fans if they want to go out to Bowling Green and see that.
No question about it. Again, Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's transition into softball, my man. You know, Keystone, of course, having a typical run to state. I know we kind of feel like we're spoiled with just how good that team is year in and year out. A 5-1 win over Napoleon to punch their ticket to Akron's Firestone Stadium this coming Thursday at 5:30. And Elyria, you know, this has been a little bit of a different run for the Lady Pioneers. How does this year's run compare to that of the one they made a couple of years ago?
Well, you know, it's very similar. The team 2 years ago that ended up winning state, they had one spell during the year where they lost 2 or 3 games in a row, then kind of reshuffled themselves, reinvented themselves, so to speak, put a couple of people in positions on the baseball diamond a little bit different, and ended up you know, ended up getting on a nice streak there. And really, as Ken Fenwick and Jim Piazza, for that matter, will tell you, it takes a lot of luck to just get to this point. Not only you have to be good, but you have to have some luck. And, boy, you know, that team 2 years ago certainly proved that with the circumstances that they won with down at the state finals. And this team this year, the same kind of aura about them. The game against Avon, that kind of a unusual way to end up winning it, but they found a way to do it. Amherst, Amherst had just rallied to go ahead of them, and Elyria came right back and scored three runs with a big home run themselves. They against at Clyde the other day. You mentioned the rain and everything. They're playing Perrysburg, a team that beat them a year ago, 1-0. This year, Elyria jumped on them right away, got a run in the first inning, got another run in the second. They're up 2-0. I think they ended up getting a run in the sixth inning to go up 3-0. And they made plays on defense that were just outstanding. Kerrigan Williams at third base has got to be one of the best third basemen that I've ever seen, other than maybe Maddie Harrington over at Keystone. These are both sophomores, and that's what's amazing to me. They both seem to just have a sense for the ball being hit. That's that hot corner down there at third base. Both of them just, you know, the ball's hit, bang, bang, and they're there. They make the play. They throw it across, and they, very rarely do you see them make a mistake out there. Those two are great, and I think that's the key to both of those teams. You know, obviously Keystone's got the pitching with Campbell. She's won 64 straight games. Sydney Campbell has been just amazing. Those are things that just don't happen by accident. She is just good, okay? I mean, there's no question about it. Then you've got Elyria's pitcher, Izzy St. Peter. She's a good pitcher, don't get me wrong, but she'll waver a little bit. She's got some control problems here and there. She gets herself into trouble all the time, but then she finds a way to get out of trouble. There was one instance on that game on Saturday where Lurie's got the lead, like I said, but then she walks a couple of hitters, two men on, nobody out, or two women on and nobody out, and she ends up, you know, getting an out and then getting the last two batters with strikeouts to get out of that inning. So, I mean, she finds a way to battle through those things, and they're both teams that I think can win the state tournament, and I would say maybe Keystone is probably the favorite in Division Two, and maybe Elyria is not so much favored in Division One, but I think they both have an opportunity to win that thing this week.
Yeah, we look forward to calling both of those state semifinals, and if all goes well, hopefully a couple of state championship games as well this weekend. Tim, this has been a lot of fun, my friend. We didn't get a chance to come around and talk about the Amherst Comets, who, of course, take on St. Ignatius this coming Thursday. Also, we'll save that for a different time because Amherst certainly has had a terrific run this year as well. But as always, my man, we appreciate the time, and we will do this again soon.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bo. Always good having you when you call, make the call and have me on the radio.
Absolutely, Tim. We appreciate the time as always. That's Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the five remaining baseball and softball teams in the coverage area playing a little bit later on this week in both regional and state semifinals.